This is a Train for Trade Skills production with Tom Jennings.
Hi, I'm Russell James and I live in London. I'm currently doing a plumbing course, currently at level 2, but hoping to proceed and complete level 3 gas safe.
Hi, Russell.
Hello, Tom.
So, Russell, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Well, I'm currently, was a manager in a transport-orientated industry, although that has its issues, so obviously I was looking to have a change in my career. I've always been interested in DIY to a fairly high standard, or so I believed. I thought if I get a qualification, whilst I might not become a plumber, the qualification might help me move into other managerial opportunities.
So you mentioned you've got an interest in DIY, and have you been doing any DIY work or plumbing work outside of your course then?
Only in my own home.
Okay, so you're on the practical training at the moment. Mm-hmm. How are you finding that?
The practical side of it is pretty good. The people at ATL Southampton are very helpful. Always try to help you and answer your questions. I've also managed to done 2 weeks at Luton, so I've got some experience of that centre as well, and the training guys there were also very helpful, tried to help you get through.
So you're on your 6th week of practical training, I understand.
Yep.
What have you been doing in those 6 weeks, and how have you found it?
I found it's pretty good. Obviously, having done it on a DIY basis, and then you come along and learn how to do it properly and learn, obviously, the regulations that go with it. So from that perspective, very good. We started by doing general pipe bending and joining and soldering, etc., etc. And obviously then that grows in terms of the waste. And in the end, you progress to be able to install a bathroom, and that's the ultimate goal. Currently, I'm doing lead work, which is also part of the plumbing trade. So, quite interesting to see the other aspects of it from a professional point of view, as opposed to just a casual homeowner doing some odds and ends.
We've talked about the practical side of the course. How are you finding the other side, the theory part of the course?
I guess I'm quite lucky. I don't have a problem with the theory. I can read the book and then I can go in and sit the exam. And I've been pretty lucky that I've got through the exam.
Have you been using the virtual reality software then?
Well, they're quite good. Obviously, it's a bit repetitive and a bit slow because you have to click on all the items and then click on to do what repair you're doing.
What's your overall opinion of the course then? What bits have you liked? And
I like the practical. I don't dislike the theory, although obviously parts of it can be a little bit boring in terms of health, safety, etc., etc. But having done a lot of that in my career, I don't have an issue with it because I've already done a lot of it.
Okay, thank you, Russell. Thank you for joining us.
No problem, it was my pleasure.
For more information, please visit www.trainfortradeskills.com.